Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 73. For tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 90s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Police in Lawrence investigating a death in the parking lot of a grocery store. Lawrence Police Spokesman Patrick Compton says officers were called to a Dillon's grocery store yesterday morning and found the victim in the parking lot. Authorities have taken into custody 54-year-old Robert Davis of Lawrence. He was booked into jail on possible charges of second-degree murder and cruelty to animals. No other information was immediately available. There are many overwhelmed hospitals in the Kansas. Issue is that large hospitals in urban areas already were full and struggling with staffing problems before this most recent surge of COVID started. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Where can you go to learn about all the varieties of wheat seed that are available to you? The answer is Kaufman Seeds. We can help you analyze and match specific seed to your soil type. One of the many companies we handle is Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated, which has varieties such as Double Stop, CL, Greenhammer, Strav CL, Smith's Gold, and Uncharted. Give the sales crew at Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. A Butler County man drowned at a lake in Minnesota earlier this week. CBS Minnesota reports 66-year-old Edward Rando of Towanda drowned Monday in Ruth Lake in the Minnesota town of Emily, about 145 miles north of Minneapolis. Authorities responded to reports of an unconscious man who had been retrieved from the water Monday afternoon near the lake access. After life-saving measures were unsuccessfully performed, the station reports that Rando died at the scene. The latest coronavirus numbers released by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment show that Kansas is seeing its biggest jump in COVID cases since late January, and the number of deaths linked to COVID is the worst since early March. In the two-day period of Monday to Wednesday, KDHE says 62 more Kansans died due to COVID. COVID-related hospitalizations in the two-day period were also up by 98. In just those 2 days, 3,006 more Kansans tested positive for the virus. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska officials dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak at a state correctional facility as virus cases surge statewide. After 33 inmates tested positive for COVID-19 at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center in Lincoln, officials paused all visits and volunteer activities. They've also asked county jails to delay sending new inmates if they can. Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes says the increase in cases in the prison system follows an increase of cases in the state. Yesterday, the state reported 2,676 new virus cases in just the past week. The current case numbers are more than 10 times higher than what the state reported in late June. A labor shortage putting the squeeze on Nebraska's state parks. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that has led officials to make unprecedented moves to cut hours and services at parks across the state. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 2020 census numbers are out, with the state of Kansas growing population by nearly 3% from 2010 to 2020. 84,762 additional residents were counted, for an increase of 2.97%, primarily in urban and metropolitan areas. Statewide population count, 2,937,880. Marshall County lost a net 79 people over the decade, falling to 10,038, for a decline of 0.78%. Washington County fell by 269 to 5,530 residents, for a 4.64% decrease. Nemahal County gained 95 people, growing to 10,273 for a 0.95% increase. Statewide, Nebraska's population increased by 7.4%, gaining 135,163 residents to 1,961,504. Locally, Gage County lost 607 people, or 2.7% over the decade, for a total population count of 21,704. Pawnee County was down 8.3%, losing 229 residents, for a net 2,544. Jefferson County lost 307, 4.1%, for a count of 7,240. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Wednesday at the intersection of K-9 and 15 highways. Leonard Beichman of Clifton had stopped at the stop sign, then proceeding was struck by Kerry Heitman of Washington. Beichman was transported to Clay Center Hospital. Heitman and two unidentified passengers were transported to the Washington County Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County last Wednesday evening around 10 p.m. Jason Donahoe, age 44, of Corning, lost control, went off the road, and struck a power pole on R Road. The driver was transported to a Topeka hospital. Early Tuesday, shortly after midnight, a semi-tractor trailer overturned at Highway 41 north of Beatrice at U.S. 77. The truck rolled onto its side. There were no apparent injuries. An Axtell man, 40-year-old Kevin L. Harbolt, was arrested Tuesday on charges of criminal threat, as well as two warrants for violation of a protection from stalking order. His arrest was coordinated with the Marshall and Nemahal County Sheriff's Offices and Kansas Highway Patrol. Kevin Harbolt remains in custody in Seneca. Bond has been suspended. Artificial turf was unrolled at Homer Hansen Stadium earlier this week as the final phase of field installation at Marysville High School continues. Work began immediately after the school year was concluded, and asphalt for the track was completed last week. Project completion expected the first of next week. Final track surface will not be installed until spring to allow crossing and use during the fall season. A new scoreboard is to be installed, with the first home football game scheduled versus Rock Creek September 17. The efforts conclude stadium renovations to the 1930s-era WPA project initiated several years ago by local volunteers. A donation of $1.9 million from the Don Landall family spearheaded the latest phase, plus over $800,000 in contributions received during the Pony Up Match Day earlier this year. Replacement of the outdated restrooms and press box will be finished next year. Murrysville High School FFA alumni is hosting a benefit dinner and auction this Saturday evening, with proceeds going toward completion of a new greenhouse adjacent to the new ag complex at MHS. The metal buildings previously housing the ag classrooms and space are being reconfigured by the district as additional special education spaces. Further details will be among topics with USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch as part of our public affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Couch will be joined by Valley Heights Superintendent Melissa Kennedy. The program wraps up a visit with each of the area school superintendents highlighting district activities. The annual Beatty Model Festival is this weekend, beginning Friday night with the Petting Zoo and Kitty Carnival, co-ed softball. A glow run begins at 9, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival will include a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, antique tractor pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. This year, food trucks will be featured beginning Saturday at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Full schedule of events on their Facebook page for the 52nd annual Beatty Milo Festival. David F. Dave Bates, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dave Bates. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Reuben casserole, a muffin, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potato, Malibu blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Upper level bridge overhead is going to continue to bring temperatures in the upper 80s and into the lower 90s. Over the next few days, we could see some isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head in this afternoon and into tonight. We do have a low pressure system that'll be moving in, bringing some more chances for some rain showers, better chances as we head into tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow night. Otherwise, high pressure system moves in as we head into the weekend, bringing some mostly sunny skies. We'll see cooler temperatures on Saturday, but back into the 90s starting Sunday. So across the area, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, isolated storms overnight, temps at 73. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, temperatures lower 90s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 66, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:18. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44. Sunny and 70 in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
A memorable night for one pinstriper. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The hometown kid catapulted the Yankees to the top of the pack in the American League wildcard race.
Swung on, hit on one hop, base hit, left center field past Bogarts. How do you like that?
The call on WFAN, Bronx native Andrew Velazquez continued to make the most of his major league call-up, driving in a pair of runs and making a terrific defensive play for the final out of the game. The Yanks completed a sweep of the Red Sox with a 5-2 win to move a game ahead of the A's for the first wild card spot. Braves slugger Freddie Freeman tied an over century-old franchise record.
And he sends a drive to center. He may have done it again, Ben. Back goes De La Cruz. He leaps. It's gone!
On WCNN, with his sixth-inning home run, Freeman became the second Braves player since 1900 to hit for the cycle twice in his career. Atlanta held on to beat the Marlins 11-9. NFL court case. The lawyer representing Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson confirmed the FBI is investigating his client after more than 22 women came forward to file lawsuits against Watson alleging sexual assault and harassment.
Watson's lawyer, Rusty Harden.
Deshaun Watson did nothing illegal or improper.
Adding, let the FBI do its job.
I urge everybody, just take a deep breath. Let it run its course.
His attorney says Watson also spoke to the FBI about allegations of extortion regarding one of the 23 civil lawsuits filed against the quarterback. Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
Back to baseball. After being called out on Twitter by their outspoken owner, the Mets bats finally broke through to salvage the final game of their series with the Giants.
1-0 pitch. That's driven deep to left field. Going back is Wade, this time looking up, it's gone!
On WCBS, Kevin Pillar's three-run homer, part of a four-run 12 for the Metropolitans. New York outlasts San Fran 6-2 in 12 to snap a five-game losing streak. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight. With the high school sports season coming just around the corner, head over to the podcast page on KNDYRadio.com and check out the TBL Spotlight. Each week, we'll have scores and stats from all of the Twin Valley League games, as well as in-depth interviews with coaches and players. The TBL Spotlight, coming August 23rd to KNDYRadio.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The USDA yesterday released the 2021 Farm Computer Usage and Ownership Report. This report, conducted every other year, presents data on farm computer usage, including computer access, ownership or leasing, farm business use, and internet access. The findings show that 82% of farms reported having access to the internet, 98% paying for access. In 2021, 29% of farms use internet to purchase ag inputs. That increased 5% from 2019. Additionally, 21% of farms use the internet to market agriculture activities, increasing 2 points from 2019. In 2021, 50% of internet-connected farms utilized broadband, while 70% of internet-connected farms had access through a cellular data plan. And 67% of farms had a desktop or laptop computer, while 77% of farms had a smartphone. USDA collects the data as part of the June Agricultural Survey. Steakhouses are struggling to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic as the Delta variant of the virus expands and beef prices moving higher. Top steakhouses that provide a dining experience and high price cuts of beef see the Delta variant as a possible threat to travelers and group events. Several chains say they are better prepared amid the pandemic this year since adding outdoor dining and home delivery, and it should the latest surge or new government restrictions scare diners away. However, sales at high-end chains peaked last month before falling slightly in August. Government data shows wholesale beef prices up 40% from this time a year ago, and industry consultant Martin Knapp said we won't get the lift we had expected before the magnitude of the Delta variant came through, but the potential of booster shots could help as soon as next month. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina, and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it.
Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Wednesday was an interesting day in our ag futures markets. Corn and wheat finished higher. Soybeans kind of took a pounding on the day. September, Kansas City wheat up 7 at 723 and 3 quarters. December up 7 and a half at 736 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat came along for the ride higher too. September corn at 561 and 3 quarters, up 3 and a half. December corn at 565, up 1 and a half. All the back months were in the green for corn. Soybeans was where the problems figured through the day. And soybeans did not finish well. September beans at 13.58 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. November beans down 8 and a quarter at 13.53 and a quarter. And virtually all the back months were in the red, too. September soybean meal down 2.50 at 3.57.60. October down 2.50 at 3.56.80. Some of the back months did show some green, but the front months were all down. Soybean oil was down all the way across the board. September bean oil 61 points lower at 61.93, while October was down 65 points at 61.54. So not a happy day in the soybean complex. And canola and cotton both finished lower on Wednesday also. In the livestock complex, news much better there. October live cattle up 92 at 129.05. December up 75 at 134.57. Positives all the way across there. September feeder cattle up 242 at 163.35. October feeders were up 155 at 165.82. All the back months were up by well over a dollar. So a strong day for feeder cattle. And hogs had a big day. October hogs at 89.10, up 120. December hogs at 82.12, up 105. So a big day in the livestock complex. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found prints like pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired 8/31.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting around 300 head of cattle based on early consignments, which include 5 black cow-calf pairs, 1 black semi-cow-calf pair, 19 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 50 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 100 black steers off grass weigh 8 to 8.5, 60 black steers off grass weigh 9 to 9.5, 10 black steers, 1,000 to 1,050, 50 black steers, 11 to 1150. Sale start time at 10:30 today. Marysville Livestock Incorporated invites you to the sale barn.
They'll revitalize your skin, freshen your breath, and even polish your shoes. All about the garden's coolest vegetable today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 19th, the 231st day of the year. Former President Bill Clinton has a birthday, and Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry was born on this day in 1921. We all know cucumbers are cool, but do you know why? About 90% of a cucumber is water. That keeps the inside around 20 degrees cooler than the surrounding temperature. It's also what makes them effective for reducing eye puffiness and rehydrating skin. And after you've filled your pantry with pickles, here are a few other uses. Rubbing cucumber on your bathroom mirror will prevent fogging. You can polish your shoes with a cuke for a nice water-repellent shine. And a few cucumber slices held against the roof of your mouth will freshen your breath as well as any mouthwash will. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 70 with sunshine this morning in Marysville. Highs around 90 on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. A win yesterday for both the Kansas City Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with the Surge, who responded after a Game 1 defeat, holding the Cardinals to just one run on their way to a Game 2 7-1 victory yesterday. Tyler Beck outstanding in his first start of the year to set the tone for Wichita. Wichita will play Game 3 of that series against the Springfield Cardinals this evening. First pitch set for 7:05. Now to the boys in blue. Hunter Dozier hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals earned their third straight win over Houston, beating the Astros 3-2 last night. Dozier homered off reliever Blake Taylor to help the Royals post their 31st come-from-behind victory of the season. That's the fourth most in the American League. The Royals and the Astros in the final game of that series this afternoon, 1-10 first pitch from Kauffman Stadium. Mid-America Network Sports.
A big week coming up next week on the TVL Spotlight. We talked to Washington County Tiger football head coach Tommy Tryon, as he says his boys are ready to go for that first Friday night.
I had a group of kids that was in the weight room lifting weights with me before school. And, you know, you can tell that they're hungry and they want to be great. So it gets me really excited.
We'll go to Valley Heights High School and speak to Mustang volleyball coach Susan Steinford. And on our first Wayback Wednesday, we'll talk to 1999 girls state basketball champion Jamie Dreyer of the B&B Falcons.
At that point in your life, that's the biggest thing you can ever imagine happening to you. So that was, you know, it was awesome. It was all, everything you worked for, not only that year, but, you know, me being a basketball person, that's what I shot for every time I was in kindergarten, sitting in the stands watching.
And we get you ready for the first week of action in the Twin Valley League. The TVL Spotlight coming up next week on KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
Gotten into the sweetest gift I ever knew. Well, it's even better than my favorite shoes. Well, look what my heart has found in you. Well, it feels like sunshine.
Feels like sunshine, feels like rain, Lord.
heart has become the safest place for us to run. Well, I'll be here for you when the day is done.